Blog Talk Radio.
Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Get ready to be the best you can be. Stay tuned for the Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules.
Good evening and welcome to another Law of Attraction Talk Radio segment. I'm Jules Johnson, an incredibly beautiful, beautiful Southern California day, and I am absolutely thrilled to be with you all. I am especially happy to welcome many, many new listeners of Women's Radio to my show. If any of you would like more information on the Law of Attraction or find some powerful, or if you need some powerful tools, I should say, that can help you and make it easier for you to become a deliberate creator, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com, which is my website, and just browse around, see all the things. I mean, there's like all these doors that you can go through. And what's especially fun is to visit the Feel Good page. I suggest you bookmark this because when you feel down and out, as all of us do from time to time, this page will lift you up to a feel-good place that you can begin to create from a really better emotional place. It's really great. It makes you laugh. It makes you cry. It makes you feel inspired. It's everything you need to raise your vibrations up. So anyway, visit that. And tonight we have with us Miss Denise Coates, who is author of Feel It Real. This is a really terrific, terrific book that brings in the importance of feeling as opposed to just thinking. And this is a very, very important piece of the puzzle for creating your desires. So stay with us after these words from tonight's sponsors.
There is nothing more important in this entire world than the incredible magic of love. I invite you to a free telecall of awakening the power of love and fulfilling your life's purpose on January 28th. Awaken your soul to the most incredible power that created the entire universe, love. You will learn how to access your inner wisdom, explore your shadow side, and understand the art of forgiveness while recognizing your perfect wholeness. For more information on this life-changing call and teleseries, visit wholemindwholebody.com, the place where your mind and your body come together. That's www.wholemindwholebody.com.
Hey you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Yes. The holidays are always fun when we buy gifts for everyone. And yes, we can buy our own special gift, one that is sure to give a wonderful lift. So, find a mate, deliberate create, make your dreams come true. Buy something special for you at Law of Attraction Tools. All MP3s are 20% off right now. Have a CD mailed to you with no shipping costs. Check out lawofattractiontools.com today. That's www.lawofattractiontools.com.
Okay, we're back. If you have any questions about Law of Attraction, just remember you can send me an email at julie@lawofattractiontools.com. Or if you want to download this segment or any segment for that matter, all you have to do is go to iTunes.com and just do a search for Law of Attraction Tools and you will find it, and you can download that, put it into your iPod, and listen as you're driving to work or wherever you want to go. And I want to mention that we have some really, really exciting, terrific guests coming up on Law of Attraction, so I want you to stay tuned for future shows. You will see a dramatic difference in your life when you start applying this way of thinking to your life. You will discover that you will become a magnet that draws money to you so that you can enjoy freedom from financial success. You will also discover that relationships will become smoother, more loving. You'll find using these principles, you can attract a new love to your life. And let's not forget about health, because you will discover that when you're in alignment with your emotions, your energy increases and health prevails. Life is just plain easier. There's no way I could say it any simpler than that. The longer you practice, the better your life becomes, and the happier you become and everybody around you becomes. It's just a wonderful experience. In Law of Attraction Talk Radio, we bring you the experts so that you can hear all different ways to practice the Law of Attraction. That's what it's all about. So in January, I'm going to have a special roundtable discussion of some of my most special listeners, and this is going to be quite fun because they're going to come on and they're going to stay on the show with me for the entire hour. They're going to ask questions. They're going to comment. It's just going to be wonderful. So if you want to be a listener that comes and stays with me for an hour, just send me an email. We'll get you on. We want to answer any questions and just, you know, the listeners are the show. You are the reason why we're here. So, hey, we want you to come and be a big part of this. Also, I want to remind you of the special broadcast that's coming up December 22nd at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's the World Peace Collective Consciousness Meditation. Just tune in and send your gift of love to this entire planet. You can listen to it over my website. It will be 30 minutes of pure bliss. This is absolutely the best gift that you can give yourself and your family. So just take 30 minutes to help create a better tomorrow in a peaceful world. And it doesn't cost a cent. Just come and listen to this special broadcast. Again, that's Saturday, December 22nd at 5 p.m. And that's it for all of the announcements. Now I'm really excited to bring on my guest, Denise Coates. Denise wrote the book called Feel It Real, which was such a tremendous success, and now it's in its second printing and due to be released by Atria Plus Publishing in June of 2008. And in her bio, Denise states, "For the longest time, I wasn't getting what I wanted from life. I was broke, in debt, unhealthy, in an unhappy relationship, and worst of all, depressed." Now, how we have all been there. Boy, I can identify with that. A number of years ago, I discovered tools for living that are so easy, so powerful, so consistent that my life became a total success almost overnight. My finances improved literally 10,000%, and my health issue disappeared. Not just one, but two dream careers flourished. I met and married the man of my dreams, bought my dream house, improved my relationships, and attracted a loving spiritual community. I wrote and directed and starred in a feature film bought by a wonderful distributor. Most important, I learned how to feel joy at will on a consistent basis and to share that joy with others. Okay, so Denise is here to tell us how she did all of that. Denise, are you there?
Hi.
Hi. So glad you could be with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, and I love your website. I really, really am enjoying it. I checked it out today, and it's just a neat place to be.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, there's a lot to see there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I think you can stay there for a couple hours.
You can. It's so uplifting.
Yeah, that's what I try to make it.
Yep.
So anyway, congratulations on the reprinting of your book.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's do a small refresher course for on the basis of the law of attraction. So what is your definition of the law of attraction?
Well, you know, it's interesting because for me, I am all about practicality and application, because I had been studying metaphysics for so many years before I discovered the law of attraction that I wanted something that was very consistent in my results. And so for me, the law of attraction, the important word is law, because it really is that what you flow out consistently is what you get back. And I like to keep it simple. I've been saying recently that I think a lot of people could get their PhDs in, you know, the law of attraction and studying about it and learning about it and talking about why it works and how it works and what's your definition and what's my definition. But what I've come to find out in my own life and in the lives of my clients is that you don't need to know exactly how electricity works to turn on your light. And in fact, it's very easy to know, you know, all there is to know about electricity and still be in the dark because you haven't turned on your light.
Mm.
And it's really more about application than knowledge, in my opinion, with law of attraction. So I believe it's something, it's a law, and if you learn to apply it consistently, it really works like a law. And you can kind of rely on it. You can hang your hat on it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's true. That's a good definition.
Yep.
And yeah, you know, and I'm finding with the law of attraction, too, everybody has their own answers to it within.
Yeah.
I mean, by listening to their gut reaction to things, they can actually be directed on the proper application of it, too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, because the vibration of somebody who's connected to themselves, and whether that's, you know, whatever they want to call it, if it's God or Source or their higher self or just feeling connected, that's where the high energy actually has all the answers, is contained in that. And so one thing I tell people is, you know, don't make any decisions until you feel connected, because there's so much good information and great ideas and inner guidance that comes from being happy. It's, you know, happy is also incredibly creative state. I think people think, oh, well, when I'm feeling happy, that's great. I feel happy, but that's all. And I really have noticed in my and others' lives is that when you're happy, that's when you have your best ideas, you know. And you have your best ideas for what works for you using law of attraction or using any of the principles of metaphysics. It's all an inside job. So, yeah, I absolutely believe each person has their own kind of guidance system, as, you know, many people have said. And I think that that's one of the things that getting happy does is gets us in touch with that guidance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And really, that's where you feel the direction is, by being happy. And the teaching surrounding law of attraction is not necessarily about positive thinking, is it?
No. And, you know, I think there are so many different teachers and teachings, and I'll just tell you a little bit about mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean one is better. I have a very specific view on it. And so I'm like a very unique flavor of teacher, in that I believe that positive thinking on its own isn't as electrically charged or magnetized as emotional thinking, emotionalized thinking. And so I really, when I wrote the book Feel It Real, I basically what happened, how I came to write the book is I had discovered the teachings in my own life, and I had found amazing results, and I became like a game maker. I created game after game after game on how to apply it, and the more games I came up with, the more success I had, and then I started teaching games to others, and then that spread, and then they said, write a book, and so I wrote a book of games. And basically what the games are is to get you to feel like it's already happened. And there are a multitude of games that say, how does it feel to already have it? Not think positive or have affirmations. It's more, okay, you have it now. How does it feel? And you literally start to feel a shift in your frequency, in the dynamic of energy coming off of you when you emotionalize and you get in the place of having it already rather than wanting it. Because wanting is so subtle, that shift, but when you shift, that's when the magic happens. And so it's really about, in my opinion, the emotions of having this, of already having it, is a signal. And I have a game called Hold the Note where I say, okay, let's hold the note emotionally. You're a giant tuning fork, and you're resonating off this frequency of, I already have that money. I already have that job. I already have that lover. You know, I already have it. And then that attracts it back. And so for me, I didn't have as many results when I did a lot of just thinking exercises because I'm a very emotional person. I have a degree in acting. So it was really helpful to me to really emotionalize my desires as already here. And I'm telling you, Julie, when that happened, my life changed. And ever since, I have become like the spokesman for, I'm a testimonial, I'm a walking testimonial for that. And I feel like somebody who just wants to share it because it worked for me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you're the perfect person, too. That is just wonderful. But let's get into these games, and maybe it will give a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly, let's apply one of these games to, say, the bills are piling up.
Okay. Well, let me tell you real quick about that. I recently devised a coaching program that's daily because I believe that the two keys to success with law of attraction are, one, application. You have to know how to apply it. And a lot of people know it works, but they don't know how to work it. And two is consistency. If you work out once a week, you're not going to get the results as much as if you worked out five times a week. Well, it's no different with practicing law of attraction. So it's really about consistency and application. And so with someone who has bills that are piling up, the mistake I think a lot of people make is they say, well, I'm going to visualize myself wealthy today. Okay, and then tomorrow, oops, I forgot. Oh, next day, oh, and then a bill comes in. It's so easy to get our vibration caught up in what our current circumstances are and then to recreate those circumstances because it keeps getting our attention. So the current situation is pulling at our attention, and then from there we just keep focusing on it. So what I created, I'm so excited about, is this online interactive coaching program where I give you daily video lessons and a daily video a hold the note visualization where you tune into already having it. And literally for 20 minutes a day, all you need to do is 20 minutes a day of staying in that frequency. And I know this sounds crazy, but people have told me that from doing that, they could get a big bill, they could get some, you know, bad news. And because they trained themselves vibrationally to have it, it's almost like those things start to like water off duck's back. It's like, oh yeah, that bill, okay, no, well, I feel wealthy. I feel wealthy. And it's like this building up of energy, rewiring your neural nets, reprogramming your subconscious mind, where you start to care less and less about a current negative situation. But I'm telling you, the key is that you have to do it every single day because the world is loud. It's, you know, it's like the volume on what is naturally a bit louder than the volume on our imaginations.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to do is every day come in, turn up the volume on our imagination, turn down the volume on the negative conditions. And as we do that, believe it or not, after a little bit of consistently day in and day out, we become bigger than that condition. And we don't even let it bother us anymore.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah. And then we become I mean, obviously, the law of attraction, we are literally magnets. And I was listening to your introduction, and I loved what you were saying about magnetizer and magnetizing health and magnetizing wealth and love. I believe that you can literally feel that magnetic energy. When you get into that feeling place, you can literally feel the buzz off your body of it magnetizing. And it's so funny because with me, I have these, I actually have like 7-minute magnetizers on my website where basically you say, okay, I have a money and wealth magnetizer. You push play and it literally talks you into being that magnet for 7 minutes, or true love, you literally become a magnet for 7 minutes. And the thing is it's not about, okay, here's why you're going to magnetize it, or here's, you know, the history of magnetizing it. This is you here and now, every day, 7 minutes, I feel the wealth, and I am a walking magnet. And if everybody realized, truly realized, that they are walking magnets, I feel like, you know, if I could prove it to you, like with my own life and the experiences that I've had of success, it's one of those things where when you see the results, you know that it wasn't luck, it wasn't a coincidence, it was very tangibly what you were flowing out, you got back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I do the same thing with the prosperity meditation. When you can just feel the vibration come up. But there is a way that you can prove it to yourself right now. All you have to do is rub your hands real fast and forth. And if you separate them a little bit, you start feeling the energy.
Yeah.
And then when you start thinking of something that you really love, you'll feel that energy in your hands start expanding.
Oh, that's nice.
And then
nice.
When you think of something that you don't necessarily like, you can actually feel that energy retracting. I just did that yesterday in a seminar, and people were just sitting there, wow, oh, wow, I am energy.
That's a great tool. I love it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Really,
I love it because it's practical.
Yeah, and you can tell. You are an electromagnetic being, and your thoughts do create.
Yep. Yeah,
you may not see it, but it is doing it. Just like you can't see that energy.
Yeah,
it's there. It's very, very powerful.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
But Denise, I've got a caller. Shall we take it?
Sure.
Okay, let's see who this caller is. The area code 516. Are you there? Hello. Oh, they're not there. Well, they'll pop up in a second. Hello. Area code 516-466.
Hello?
Yeah, there you are.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I didn't realize that I was calling in, but I wanted to call in. I was trying to figure out how to do it, and there I was.
And here you are.
Here I am. Oh, I just wanted to say that I joined Denise's program, coaching site, and it is, I've had probably one of the best weeks of my life.
Really? Good.
Really. Just incredible, incredible things happening, and most of all, just I feel so good. It's genius. Her site is really, literally, it's genius. It's probably the best thing that you can give somebody as a gift for the holiday
great.
Season.
Oh, great. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Great Neck, New York.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How fun. So that's great.
It's fabulous. It's really terrific. My cousin was over here tonight, and I'm actually going to I'm going to talk to her about it and see if she would, if you know, how she feels about it. But that's what I really want to get her for the holidays.
Oh, good!
I know that it's going to transform her life.
Yeah, well, if she's attracted to it, she'll definitely do it.
Exactly.
That's great.
Well, what's great is that it's just a point of focus every day to come to, and you know, because you need that point of focus because you have all these good intentions. Okay, I'm going to think positive. I'm going to do my affirmations. I'm going to do my intentions. But then after a couple of days, it kind of, you know, like everything, it's kind of like a diet. If you don't have somebody, a nutritionist, telling you what to eat every day, you know, then you get off your diet.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Denise
is like a nutritionist for the soul.
Did you play a game on there that got you going, or are you just watching the videos?
No, I do. I, like a good student that I am, I do the assignment, which is always fun, and then I do my hold the note visualization, and then I do this little turbo tap that Denise has at the end of the program, at the end of each session, and it's just great. I do it every night. I go and I write my intentions in the morning. I do my gratitudes in the evening, and it's great.
And you're feeling a lot happier.
Oh, my God. I mean, I thought I was a happy person before, but this has just been it's actually made me see all the happiness in my life.
Oh, good.
I mean, just to give you some examples, I reconnected with one of my childhood friends this week. She was like a sister growing up, and we kind of lost touch, and we reconnected, and her father is dying, and I was able to visit with him, and he had one of the best days of his life, and she emailed me a little while ago to say that he was asking about me. So, but just such an amazing gift to be able to go back and visit with a man who was so important to me growing up. Mm. I received a bigger check than I thought I was going to receive for some services that I did, and which was really cool because everybody needs, you know, it's great to get money. This was a lot more than I expected, and it was just kind of came out of nowhere, and it was a big check. It was really big, and when I opened up the envelope, I was like, "Whoa, this is big!"
And
so
just
that happened
time
this week.
For Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. That happened this week. I just had so much fun with my husband and my son, and you know, just every day was just new fun stuff happening, and you know, things that I'm just really, it's a blessing. And I think that because of just being in the program and just getting in tuned every day, I was able to really open my eyes to all these beautiful things that I might have just missed along the way.
Mm, good.
So, I mean, I've been trying to connect with my childhood friend for weeks. We've been, you know, playing phone tag and you know, just getting, each of us were busy. And on Thursday, I walked into the bagel store, and there she was.
Wow.
And she's like, I knew I was going to see you today.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. And she's like, all right, well, get your coffee. Let's go see my dad. And we just drove over there. I mean, literally, we live one town away from each other. Her father lives down the road from me by the water. And I could have had the opportunity of seeing her every single day, but we just kept on missing each other. And I really wanted to see her, and she really wanted to see me too. But I think that because I was so in tune this week, that things just kept, you know, the universe was like, all right, here you go. This is what you wanted. This is, here it is.
Yeah.
You know, I finally opened myself up to be able to be at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
And these things were really important to me. It sounds like nothing, but really this was very, very important to me to see her, reconnect, and see her dad, because I knew that he didn't really have that much longer to live.
Wow.
And these are big things.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and good. So much more that I'm just kind of, you know, forgetting. But just another thing. Okay, I went this morning to go get breakfast, and I had my dog in the car, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to see if his friend, this other dog that he plays with, is down by the waterfront where they usually play. And just totally random, I'm like, I'm just going to go check it out. It would be nice for him to get a morning run. And there was my friend, and there was the dog.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds silly, but
so many
things that were just happening that it's true. Once you open your eyes and once you open your heart, wonderful things just come your way.
Absolutely.
But most important is just the feeling of well-being that I've had this past week since I started the program is indescribable.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank
that
you.
Really
thank
terrific.
You.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
You know, this brings up a good point. It's you know, we can manifest material items, but it's really not about that, is it? Oh, no.
Oh, no. Are you still talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, you know what? Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
Let's talk.
I thought you said goodbye.
Well, you know, yeah, keep on talking.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's not about it's about everything in life.
It's about everything. It's just not about...
Not just about material. It's about experiences. It's about the way that we want to feel. It's about the people that we want to meet and the opportunities out there.
Exactly. And Denise, would you concur with that?
Well, I actually just called back in because I got hung up on.
I think I was probably meant to be hung up on.
I guess I'm not needed here.
You were such a good
speak
teacher.
Amongst
we were
yourself.
Just going right on.
Yes, speak amongst yourself. I'm concurring with whatever she says. I like her energy.
Okay, well, let's start over on that question. You know, we can... manifest all these material items, but it's really not about the material items. It's really about much more, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, absolutely, because so many people have the material items, but they don't have the happiness. And I think the biggest thing that I love about the coaching program, the feedback I'm getting back, is people saying, I'm able to be happy at will. Like, I'm able to say, I'm going to be happy, and then I'm happy. A lot of people can't control their emotional states. They're up and down. They get plagued by depression. They can't get out of a funk. I mean, that's a very powerful thing to be able to say, I can choose to be happy. I can feel happy at will. That's probably the single most valuable thing I've gotten from all of this, is being able to say, I'm going to be happy today, and then really be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and what about if you're in a good place, how are you going to attract that perfect love?
Well, again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I really think that a lot of people get frustrated with law of attraction, and they give up on it. They don't think it works because it becomes painful to want something that you don't have. And so you're sending out this vibration of, I want love, I want love, I want true love. But what you're really sending out in want, if you think about it, is, I don't have it. I lack it, I lack it, I lack it. So that's what you're flowing out. And so a lot of people are like, I don't even want to want it anymore because it's painful. And so what I teach and what the program's about and what the book's about is basically, let's get past wanting. We're all done with wanting. Let's just give up on it and put it away, and let's just get into having it. Because all you really want from that lover, true love, money, anything, is how you think it's going to make you feel. So why not get into the feelings of it? I mean, those are free, right? You don't have to pay taxes on feeling wealthy. You don't have to pay, you know, you don't get in a fight with feeling in love. I mean, it's really up to you to feel like you have true love now. And when you can get into that emotional state, the gravy or the icing on the cake is that you literally have to magnetize the true love. But I'm here to tell you, and I hate to burst anyone's bubble, if you're going to be sending out wanting it, you're not going to get it, not as soon as you want it, because basically the universe has to give you wanting back. It's trying to give you more, but it's like, oh, you want a new lover, okay. Well, I'm going to give you more evidence that you still want it. Instead of saying, no, I feel like I have it. I feel the feelings of having it. I feel the gratitude welling up in my heart. I feel the love pouring at me from this other person. I have a magnetizer called True Love Attractor on the website, and basically it's me walking you through your first year anniversary with this person. So you're literally sitting across the table, they're looking in your eyes, you're holding hands, and you're feeling the gratitude well up in your heart because that person is pouring love on you. And that's how you attract the physical counterpart, getting into the emotions that it's happened already. And I'm telling you, if everyone just did that and stopped wanting it, it would happen before you could, you know, finish a sentence. It's that quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about if somebody wants to attract that person that dumped them? I've had a lot of clients that...
Oh, yeah. That's
that they want it with law of attraction. They want to bring that person back into their life. What can you do that? Or, I mean, is that wise to do? Or,
well, here's the thing. I have a real simple answer to that. And I tell you, Julie, I've had a lot of people say that to me, too. And the thing I always say is, they don't have everything on your checklist. They can't. The person who isn't coming towards you and throwing themselves at you is not fulfilling everything on your wish list.
Oh, that is very good.
Because the one you want is throwing themselves at you. I mean, not literally, but they want to be with you. Isn't that what we all want? The one we love to want us?
Yeah.
And so isn't that a much higher checklist, a much more refined, luxurious checklist to have for a romantic partner? Is the number one thing that they love me? That they want to be with me? And, you know, the thing is, I believe that you can create anything you want in your life, but the thing is that what you want isn't the thing, it's how you think that it's going to make you feel. And if you, say you do attract in somebody who you had to work real hard to attract, like by, you know, summoning them specifically,
you know, are you going to be real happy when they get there and you know that you did voodoo, you know, to get them in there? It's like, ooh, I summoned you. You know, it's like, that doesn't feel good. It feels so much better to just send out the signal of your true love and just say, my true love, my soulmate, the one for me. I just went and saw the sweetest movie today, Enchanted, and I loved it. It was like this Disney movie, and it was like all about true love's kiss and like romance and all that. And I am, and I looked over at my true love, and I was sitting with him, and I attracted him, okay? And when, and he is the, I want to cry, I'm so in love with him. And he and I have been married, for years we got married at Disneyland, like we had the fairy tale wedding with the horse and carriage and everything. And before I met him, and before I discovered Law of Attraction, I was pining away after this guy who had a lot of problems. Okay? Uh-huh. And then I discovered Law of Attraction, and I said, send me my true love. I just get so worked up here. Like, I sent out my true love, and I got into the feeling place of having my true love, the one who accepts me as I am, who loves me as I am. I don't have to work to, you know, I don't have to audition for him.
So good, yeah.
And guess what? 3 weeks later, I walked into a place. He was there. I asked him to marry me that night. We didn't. We waited a few years, but it was instant. I knew he was the one, and he has been so wonderful. So I am so glad I didn't get that other guy. You know, the guy with all those problems? I am like, every day, I'm like, thank you.
So basically, you're just going out there. You're feeling it. You're feeling like he's already there, and that you're just letting the universe bring that person to you.
Yep. And I want to.
How do you stay open to the allowing? I mean,
well, the beauty of feeling like it's here, Julie, is that is allowing.
Oh, good.
If you think about it, that's all that is, because you don't have to want it anymore. Right.
Right.
It's a way. It's a form of letting go. Feeling like it's here is the universe. You. That's all your only job. And then the universe, it literally comes to you because you already have it. And vibrationally, you already have it. And you know, the thing I want to add about the program, and I'm so thankful that, you know, that the caller said all those wonderful things. The thing about the program that I am so proud of, and I, you know, I'm not a hard sell person, but I am so excited for people to do this program, is that it's for those people who say, yeah, how do I get into the feeling place when it's not here? Well, it's literally, you don't the first day, okay? And maybe even the second day, it's not as easy. But day 3, 4, 5, 6, it's a year-long program where we manifest your top 3 goals with you. Okay, you plug in your 3 goals, and I show up on a little video every day saying, are you doing it? Let's do this. Let's do this. What does it feel like? And by day 5 or 6, you are so familiar with those feelings that there's a cumulative effect when you show up every day for 20 minutes and you get into the feeling place. But at first, it's going to feel contrived to feel wealthy when you're in debt. At first, it's going to feel contrived to feel like you are so grateful that your lover's there when you're lonely. But you show up every day, and I promise it will literally reset your vibration. And you will be like, oh, gosh, something's in the air. Something's magical. There's a miracle at work here. I feel like I'm going to meet him. Like what the caller said, that I walked into the bagel shop, and there my friend was. You start to feel electric. But it doesn't happen by doing it once a month. It doesn't happen by doing it once a week or twice a week. I'm telling you, it takes consistency. And that's the part where I hate to, you know, I really sound like a personal trainer. And I don't want to, but in some ways, that's what I am.
Well, repetition works. I mean, I'm a hypnotherapist, and that's how everything works, is with repetition.
You got it.
It's absolutely right on target.
Yep.
But tell me, what do you do if a person comes to you and they want to lose weight?
Oh, okay. I love it. I love your questions. Okay, so this other thing I devised is called the Weight Loss Now, and it's a miracle how it's worked for people already who've done it, which is one of those magnetizers I talked about, which on the website you can get the weight loss magnetizer. It's 7 minutes, and literally it's a 7-minute magnetic journey that you've already got it. You look in the mirror, you're admiring your body, you're you're in the department store, you're trying on all the clothes that fit you, you know, people are all complimenting you, everybody's, and I take you on this journey, and then I have you pretend that your body's a tuning fork, okay, and you're emanating, I've already have it, and that relief, that gratitude, that sense of, oh, I'm already thin, I don't have to want to be thin anymore because I'm already thin, and I, the people who really want to lose weight, I have them listen to it every single day. And I'm telling you, the miracles I've seen in that area are probably bigger than everything else, well, except for money. But is this feeling of like, oh my gosh, I'm just my body is literally shrinking. And some people, Julie, I can't explain it. They don't change a thing of their eating habits or their exercise. They just somehow, they do the magnetizer 7 minutes, and they're sending off this note of gratitude for their perfect body. Gratitude for their perfect body. Now, do you feel the difference in that vibration between wanting to lose weight?
Mm-hmm.
You feel that? Mm-hmm. I want to lose weight.
Yeah, right.
Let's do your thing where we rub our hands and we'll say, I'm so grateful for being at my ideal weight now, and feel that energy.
Yeah.
And then rub your hands and say, I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
feel the difference?
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. It's like you show up to that weight loss magnetizer or any similar thing that anybody's putting out there, by the way, because so many people are putting out great stuff. But you put that on, and you sit there for 7 minutes, and you don't have to do anything except press play. And when you're done, it's like, oh, my God, I get to celebrate my skinny body or my thin body or my healthy body. I have one for health. And it's basically like, okay, I did my magnetizing for today. You know, I'm going to go off on my day. And one woman I worked with lost 35 pounds in about like 40 days. And she, I know it sounds extreme, but it was the most healthy. She says she's the healthiest she's ever been. She's glowing. She's happy. Her body has, her health has improved. And she told me, and I'm not even sure if I totally believe her, so I just want you to say this, is that she said she didn't change her eating habits. And so I, you know, even me, like I eat really healthy and stuff. I mean, I'm not quite there yet, but it worked for her. You know what
wow.
I'm saying? Yeah. So,
well, you know, it really makes a lot of sense. Even, you know, Wayne Dyer has uses the same theory, you know, instead of saying this is what I want, you should phrase it, how may I serve?
Yeah.
Because then the universe turns around and say, well, how may I serve you?
Yep.
So it's the same concept that you're doing.
Yep.
You're not asking. You're not wanting. And, yep. and I think that's where everybody does get stuck. So
yep.
so I'm in total agreement. It has got to work. It can't not work.
Exactly. Exactly. That's
yeah.
right.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, What else about the program? It lasts for like a month, or how does that work?
Well, it's really exciting because, first of all, the book that's being released, Feel It Real by Atria in June, which is a huge success story on its own that I just used this technique with, by the way, to attract a book deal. For those of you who are authors out there wanting to get a book publishing deal, I swear to you, I used this technique alone to attract a huge deal. So I want everyone to know that who's an author. But the program is a year-long program where I show up in your basically on your in your inbox every day, and you click on a link, and it's me on a video. And every day I have a short video lesson where I tell you a little bit, it's like a little bit of a mini coaching, and then I have a hold the note visualization where I lead you into having this place. And then I have a turbo tap, which is a sort of a form of EFT to help you kind of clear out any blockages in your energy system with your beliefs. So it's a and then there's a written lesson. So every single day you get exactly what you have to do today. So for those of you who are like, I want to do law of attraction, but I don't know what to do, and I don't have time to figure out how to do it, then you just go, okay, well, I'm just going to push play. She'll tell me what to do, and then I can go on with my day. And every day it builds and builds and builds, and literally it's a full year that we've already created, and we're going to do another year. So it's going to end up being 2 years of daily coaching with me online. So that's
wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. That's exciting.
It's fun. And that's another thing. Every seventh day is Fun Tank Day. And every seventh day, you're not allowed to do the program. You have to go and have fun. And it's actually a part of the program to go and have fun every seventh day and do nothing with Law of Attraction except have fun. And every morning you set your intentions, and then every evening you set your you say your gratitudes. So again, it becomes a repetitive, like you say with hypnotherapy, a repetitive, consistent, cumulative. And after a week or two of doing it, I feel very, very safe in promising that you will have reset your dominant vibration to having your top three desires just by those 20 minutes every day. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How wonderful. Well, what made you get into all of this? How did you think of the video?
Well, I'm telling you, I am one of those creatures who I want something and it's not there yet, then I'll create it. Because I wanted it for myself, and this is going to, I'm embarrassed to admit this. I can't believe I'm admitting it, but I do the program myself because I wanted someone to coach me every day because I'm a coach, you know. Mm-hmm. And so with my clients, they were saying, I love your book. It's such an amazing book. It's hands-on. It's games, like 30 games. Now it's going to be 50 games, the reprinting.
Wow.
And it's like, but I wish you could coach me because you're dynamic and, you know, you really get me excited and you get me feeling good. And I wish you could do it. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I can. And the other thing is, like, these online programs, a lot of them are like, you know, these Law of Attraction things. They're very kind of do-it-yourself and motivate yourself, and or the coaches are really expensive. And I wanted to create something that was affordable for people who don't have a lot of money, who want a personal coach, a Law of Attraction coach. And so it was for the people who really are like, yeah, I'd love to pay someone, you know, $300 an hour, which is what I would charge for my coaching services personally, but I don't have that kind of money. Well, this was something for the people who are like, I just want to get in, do my work, and get out. And so I created in some ways so that my clients could have it, but also that I could I could do it.
Yeah. So you do it every day.
Oh, every day. I did it today. I get my email, and it's like, you know, day one, and I did it. Today I'm on day three, actually. I just started it because I've been really busy, but I did my exercises, and it is weird to be coached by yourself, but it's very bizarre, but at the same time, it's like it's so nice to just have, you know, the person, which is me, tell you what to do, and I just do it, and I go about my day. And just like the caller who called in, my life is changing just from doing the program. It's powerful, it's magnetic, in a way that I haven't experienced as consistently in my own life yet. So I am one of those people who is afraid to pitch stuff or to try to promote stuff because I don't like that kind of energy. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm so excited about it, and I so want, you know, those people who are looking for a consistent way to apply Law of Attraction, I just want to share it with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
It sounds fabulous. Gosh, I've got to check this out. I mean, if anything, if it just makes you feel wonderful all the time, well,
yeah,
you know what? That's well worth it.
Yeah.
Even if you don't manifest, which you can manifest, but
yeah,
just feeling good, that
yeah,
is worth it.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, Joy, is if you feel like you have the money and you feel like you have true love and you feel like you have your ideal body and if you feel like you have health and you feel like you have it vibrationally already, and you feel that bliss and celebration. And the other thing about the website, for those of you who come, it's all about celebration. Every time there's a manifestation, there's a forum you go to where there's literally images of champagne bottles opening and corks going off and confetti. And then, you know, the Gratitude Lounge is like a real, like, little image of a movie of a lounge where there's jazz music. And so we tried to create it so that it's a real place for you to come to feel like it's already here and to celebrate. And if we're celebrating it before it gets here, you know what? You can't help but get it. It's like, yes, the biggest reward is the joy, but you know what? You cannot help but manifest it. And so it's this beautiful double whammy. Oh, and I wanted to say one other thing about feeling good is
I also have a little bit of a different view on feeling good than other people, in that a lot of people say, well, just feel good in general and you'll attract this specific thing. And my belief, and this is just for me, is that I have to feel like I already have the specific thing to manifest the specific thing. And that's what this does. It says, okay, this specific thing you want, how does that feel to have it? And once you get that feeling, it's so much more powerful in my experience to attract a very specific thing. So say you're in business and you're a sales, you know, you're wanting to attract higher sales. Well, you just feeling good about the weather, even though that's beautiful, isn't going to be as powerful as if you feel like you attracted double sales. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a very specific tool, and that's why I have you plug in your three goals, because it's like, hey, let's do specific things you want. And you know what? Half the problem is people are like, oh, I don't know what I want.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, you mean I get to have, it's like anything I want. Okay. Huh.
Yeah. They're just not used to it.
Yeah.
You know, they're so busy, caught up in life, and just doing the stresses of every day.
Getting by.
And this makes, you know, that's what's so wonderful about the law of attraction and bringing it to everybody and people who are not aware of it, is that now they can sit down and really take the time to look at them and realize that everything they've created in their past life can be attributed to the way that they thought or what they think.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
That they can right now, starting today with your program or with anything on the law of attraction.
Yep.
They can start changing their life.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so easy. I mean, it's simple process.
And I love what you said about how you can start again, start over, because the past does not create the future. That's
exactly.
One of my favorite beliefs. The present creates the future.
Right.
And so if what you vibrated today is what affects tomorrow, not what you vibrated yesterday. So let's let go of yesterday. And let's vibrate at what we want today, because that will create tomorrow. And this moment is the most important moment for you as a magnet. Yesterday, what you magnetized isn't as important as what you're vibrating in this exact moment. And that is so exciting to be able to go, I get to start again. I may have attracted the worst life imaginable, but I can start right now and change that.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. But what do you, I mean, doing your program or doing the law of attraction doesn't mean that you're always going to be happy. You're still going to have, you're still human. You're still going to feel things.
Yeah.
What, how do you address that?
Well, that's one of my lessons. Actually, you're very intuitive. I think I talked about that in week two. So for those students who are listening, be prepared. One of the things, and throughout the year I talk about that, is the thing that I believe is that we are not our emotions. We use our emotions, and we use our thoughts, but we are bigger than our thoughts and emotions. We are spirit. And as spirit, we can play with the toolbox of emotions and create these beautiful conditions and situations in our lives, but we are bigger than all of that. And that part of us is here to learn and grow. And that part of us can look at a negative day, a bad day, or a negative emotion, or a bad situation, and can go, wow, you know what? I'm going to appreciate that too. Because being grateful when everything's going great is very easy. But being grateful when the conditions aren't that great helps us to grow. Think about this. If you were given everything you ever wanted from the second you were born, how good would you need to be at focusing? Mm-hmm. Not very good. You didn't need to focus, right? But every time we have a challenge and we get the opportunity to stay positive, that makes us grow. That makes us more powerful. That makes us expand. And so I see challenges as opportunities to be even more grateful, to be even more full of faith, to be even more focused on love and sending out the vibration of love. Because you know what, Julie? It makes me grow and get bigger and more connected to myself, my real self, beyond my thoughts and emotions, when I can say, yeah, show me a challenge, and I'm going to find a way to feel grateful for it. Because my attitude is everything.
You're right. It is.
Yeah.
But you're not saying that by joining or doing this law of attraction stuff that you're going to feel better all of the time. You're not saying that, and there's really no teacher out there saying that. You're still going to have the emotions, which are, like you're saying, a good thing.
Yeah, it's part of growing, you know. And the thing is here's the thing that I can tell the difference, and I'm really glad you brought this up because I think this is a very, very valid point you're making, is that I think that when something happens in your life, that you're very, very down or you're having a bad day or a bad life or a bad moment even, I think that part of what's happening is you are creating that, because we're creating our entire reality for a very good reason. It's actually a part of your growth process from your expanded self. So when you create something in your life, it may seem like you were just, you know, negatively creating. Sometimes that's true, okay? Sometimes it's true that if you just keep focusing on this negativity, you're going to keep bringing it in. But other times it's like, you know, I've been being positive. I've been flowing the good out, and this challenge is happening. Well, you know what? The best thing that I see in those situations is, and you know what? I may be the first teacher to say this. I don't think I am, but you can stay happy. You can stay happy when negative things happen to you. You can stay happy even when you're feeling down. You can stay in a sense of love and happiness and joy as you observe your negative condition or as you observe your negative emotion. And one of the the lessons that I teach, or several of them, is on getting into the place of allowing your own negativity. Allowing your dark side, allowing the shadowy part of you, allowing it, but not being it, not getting lost in it, not sinking into it, but loving it.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that that's not you. You know, I think the biggest part about realizing that you can have a bad day or a bad week or a bad year is to know that you are not any of your circumstances. You are so much more than that. And so what I'm trying to say is it's not the condition that happens to you, and it's not even the emotion. It's how you approach it. It's the attitude you have. I'll give you an example. In my own life, say I have a bad day, and I just can't get out of a depression. You know, it doesn't happen to me much anymore, but you know what? There are days when I'm like, wow, I'm having a bit of a difficult time feeling good. Well, you know, what I used to do is I would resist that. Because I was a law of attraction teacher. And we don't do that, right?
Right.
And it was like superstition. Well, there were people in my life that were really great teachers who actually helped me with this, several different areas, was to say, no, that's not loving. So rather say, I embrace this state, and I love it, and I send it love, and I send it nurturing. And when you do that, you transform out of it. You literally, by accepting it, embracing it, and loving it, sending the energy of love, you literally transcend it because it can't hang out in your frequency of acceptance.
Mm.
The only time it gets bigger, Julie, is when you resist it and push it away from you. Then it makes it bigger and badder and more ominous. But when you say, you know what, I'm having a bad day, I'm going to have a bad day party. I am going to celebrate having a bad day. I'm grumpy today, and I am going to milk it. You know, let's have a grumpy party, and I'll, you know, we'll buy grumpy masks, or like, you know, one time I bought a grumpy mask for my husband as a joke because he was grumpy, and like, you just go, okay, I'm going to have a great attitude about my negative emotion. And I know it sounds bizarre, but the second you say it's okay and you give yourself permission, it's almost like it can't stay.
Wow.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wonderful. Oh, Denise, I can't believe we're out of time.
Oh.
It's been so wonderful having you here. Denise's website is on my page, but it's www.denise.com. DeniseCoates, CoatesCoates.com. Go there and sign up for the program, and then report back to me. I want to know about it, and
Yay.
I'll probably meet you there.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm going to check out your site more as well, Julie, because I'm starting to see things in there that really make me happy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming on, Denise.
You bet.
And to all of my wonderful listeners, I will talk to you next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Night.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Law of Attraction Talk Radio, hosted by Jules Johnson. For more information, go to www.lawofattractiontools.com.